This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Yeah, you've got nerve coming at me like if you got nerve. Thinking that I owe you got nerve. Seeing things far from true, you got nerve. Yeah, you got nerve coming at me like if you got nerve. Thinking that I owe you got nerve. Seeing things far from true, you got nerve. Yeah, you got nerve.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio.
Okay, so today is Whipabout Wednesday, February the 5th of 2025, day 36 of the year, and only 329 days left to go. How are things in your neck of the woods? Not in your neck, but in the woods or whatever, however you want to factor that through as we are talking. So a lot of good stuff, a lot of bad stuff, and a lot of interesting stuff happening in the overnight, no doubt there, as we are talking about this. And doing all the stuff that that we do. So with that being said, if you're new here, let's talk about what we do. If you've been here before, well, thanks for hanging out with us once again. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's what we talk about. That's what we do. We are a radio show that goes into a podcast network that goes directly into a video feed. That's kind of the order of how we prioritize some of the stuff that's going on out there. So we talk about safety in the news, news and safety. That's where some people get confused. It's not all about news and it's not all about safety. It's a combination of things that we get to talk about. So with that being said, let's do a lot of stuff today in regards to what is going on. Because listen, I'm going to put it to you this way. If we start talking and we start moving, we start grooving, guess what happens? We start moving. So the reason that we talk about safety in the news is because we want you to have additional things to talk about. In regards of when you start talking about safety. Now, we give you some good safety components. And I live through that one of those things where I grab all the books that I can get a hold of, good, bad, or indifferent, and we talk about stuff. And the reason that we talk about it is because I got a lot of information from some of those safety books. And that's kind of how it goes. So, with that being said, why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight? Because some people are going to care about that.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's start talking. We're going to talk about Blue Origin successful test new technology to simulate gravity in space. We'll talk about that. Also, Marcus Jordan gets arrested. And Taylor Swift's management team takes a shot at the Grammys. Also, Netflix pulls Carla Sofia Garzón. And Buffy sequel is close to to happening. We'll talk about that as we get into details. Also, some more insiders details about Prince Harry's settlement with spying newspaper out of the for when we get to the Royals. So, just letting you know, that's kind of what is happening. So, if you're ready, I'm ready. We'll go through the whole thing because that is what we talk about here. Everything that's going on inside of the world of the news. Anyways, with that being said, I have my friends waiting for feature story news on the other side here. So let's have them come in, take off, and do all the fun stuff there because they got some news stories for
you. Here is the news on the Rosie Bar Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Donald Trump says America will take over the Gaza Strip. President Trump says he wouldn't rule out US troops being deployed to assist. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Having earlier on Tuesday suggested that Palestinians should not return to Gaza, but rather be relocated to up to six other sites because the area is a demolition site, Donald Trump made a second stunning suggestion while standing alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He told reporters that the US will take over the Gaza Strip, level it out, and that the United States would have long-term ownership over the territory. He sees it as a real estate and job creation opportunity, saying thousands and thousands of jobs would be created to achieve what he called the Riviera of the Middle East.
The US Postal Service says it's not taking parcels from China and Hong Kong until further notice. It comes after an executive order from President Trump eliminating an exemption on duties on goods worth $800 or less. Downing Street says the UK will only agree a deal over the Chagos Islands that's in the country's interest. It comes after reports the costs of an agreement could soar by being linked to inflation. London's been hoping to make the case for the deal to the Trump administration by securing the future of the Diego Garcia military base for decades. But the Prime Minister's being accused of bending the knee to Mauritius by opposition politicians. Former head of the Royal Navy, Admiral Lord West, says the UK should dump it.
Can I make any sense of it? The answer is no. I think we have absolutely no need to come to a deal or an agreement at all. And I think it would be far better if we walked away from this now and left the situation as it is. There is no compulsion on us to do something, and we can be absolutely certain, as the situation is now and as it has been for decades, that we do look after the islands and we look after the base and we make sure the Americans are secure there on this bit of British territory.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP party is hoping to return to power in an election in the state legislature in the capital New Delhi after three decades. The election is being called a referendum on the ruling AAP party, who many see as a disruptor in the country's politics. Residents are voting to choose local representatives on Wednesday. Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
BJP is looking to come back into power after nearly a three-decade hiatus. The Aam Aadmi Party is looking to continue its term and hoping to build its presence nationally by winning this election. And for the Congress Party, it's really a fight to survive because it really comes down to whether they can win elections or not. That will determine their popularity not only in the country but also within the India opposition bloc, where they can emerge as a poll power if they do win this Delhi election.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, dramatic developments in the case of Lucy Letby, the 35-year-old former British nurse convicted of murdering seven babies, attempting to murder seven others, and now serving 15 life sentences in the UK with no possibility of parole. She has declared her innocence since the moment she was arrested in 2018, and now a panel of international medical experts say they do not believe that any of the babies were murdered. Danny Shaw is a policing crime and justice commentator.
The evidence that's been presented by Dr. Shu Li, this retired neonatologist from Canada, would appear to be quite powerful. They've looked at all the cases, and he said that in all those cases that he looked at, we did not find any murders. He's attributed the deaths to natural causes or to substandard care at the Countess of Chester Hospital, where Lucy Letby was working. Clearly, that is very important evidence. It will have to go to the CCRC and they will have to look very carefully at it.
That's the Criminal Cases Review Commission, which has now received an application to review the convictions after Lucy Letby already lost two earlier bids to appeal her case. A veteran Member of Parliament, David Davis, is assisting Letby's legal team and on Tuesday called the case, which secured worldwide attention, one of the major injustices of modern times. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, US President Trump says the US will take over the Gaza Strip. The US Postal Service says it's not taking parcels from China and Hong Kong until further notice. Downing Street says the UK will only agree a deal over the Chagos Islands that's in the country's interest. And Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP is hoping to return to power in an election in the state legislature in the capital New Delhi after 3 decades. That's the latest feature story news, Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Radio. Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at MobileMobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks, though. With the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef prepared, dietitian approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs. Dietitian-approved meals, ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factormeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, here we go. 15 minutes past the top of the hours. You and I are hanging out on this lovely Whip-A-Mount Wednesday, and thanks for all the messaging that has already come up this morning. A lot of people are still interested about the H.R. 86 stuff, so we'll talk about that at some point in regards to the abolishment of OSHA. So we'll talk about that, I think, at some point, hopefully. You know, I did reach out to several people yesterday in regards about that. And to be honest with you, I want to make sure that we're clear, because I always try to keep the honesty and openness of everything going on. I had not really heard much about it. And what I reached out to do is try to get a hold of Sheldon Primus in regards of what's going on, because he's normally, you know, he has his ear to the ground on what the hell's going on with that stuff. So as soon as I hear more info from him, either we'll have him back on Safety FM with Jay Allen, or maybe he'll talk about it just on one of his shows. So we'll take a look at that as we go forward. So there you go. Just some stuff going on over there. Of course, you can find the Sheldon Primus Show, the Safety Consultant Show, is really what it boils down to. If you hang out with us here on Safety FM, you can go to safetyfm.com. It will get you directly to his show after you click on the show section. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk real quick about some things that are going on. All direct hire personnel of the United States Agencies for International Development received notice on Tuesday that they'll be placed on an administrative lead, leave globally as of 11:59 p.m. Friday. A small number of essential personnel will be told that they are able to stick around till the end of the day on Thursday. Meanwhile, the federal government is working to bring home all USAID personnel around the world within the next 30 days on the government's dime. So there you go. According to the message, the USAID website, exceptions will be granted on a case-by-case basis for and personnel and medical and other reasons. Worth remembering, most of the orders issued by the Trump administration have provided carve out for similar exemptions. If agencies' personnel believe that they have a legitimate reason to do things differently or keep spending money or go about business as usual, the problem is that their business as usual is very, very expensive and inefficient, according to what the actual information states. But I don't know how true some of this is. So that's the problem. There's kind of counteracting information that's out there. I mean, I don't know. So I'm going to put it to you this way. Until over the last couple of weeks, had you ever dealt or heard anything about USAID by name? See, there's so many different ways to call this. This is to call it the whole lettering system, USAID. Had you heard anything about it prior to? So that's where, you know, it becomes the conundrum as we are talking. So there you go. Let's continue down the path here. The first tranche of repayments to creditors screwed over by FTX collapse will be paid on February the 18th. Qualifying recipients will receive up to $50,000 plus 9% interest per year based on the value of the crypto holding. When FTC collapsed back in 2022, Bitcoin was up over 440% since then. A second tranche or repayments will be will go out in mid-March. Bitcoiners are watching the disbursement carefully. Worry crypto traders would be sourced by FTX to collapse and keep their money in cash. Or they could get backed in aggressively, spiking Bitcoin's value during the already economically turbulent time. So it'll be interesting to see how that ends up handling altogether is really what it's going to boil down to. So I don't know. I look at it from the standpoint of what's going to make the most logical sense here. I mean, how much do you know about Bitcoin? Or do you look at it from the standpoint of don't invest in something you don't understand?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's just talking to talk about some stuff and making sure you understand what you're investing your hard-earned dollar for. So there you go. A lot of stuff, little time, that's for sure, as we are going through it. Okay, so take a listen to this. Jeff Bezos' own space technology company, Blue Origin, successfully launched and tested an orbital centrifuge that simulates gravity in space at around 11 revolutions per minute. The capsule approximated gravity on the moon. Like SpaceX, Blue Origin is vying for the government's contract on the ongoing space missions and contracts. Having the ability to simulate gravity in space helps test technology to be used on the lunar surface without having to actually go there. As one of the reps for Blue Origins explains, this enables researchers to test lunar technologies at the fraction of the cost and rapidly iterate and test again in a significant compressed time frame. This is according to Blue Origin. So what do you think here? Because you know that some of the testing for the anti-gravity stuff is done mostly on the planet Earth with pulls. Yes, the planet Earth. Let's do that again. The planet Earth with pulls. So I guess there has to be a way of doing the gravity thing if you don't have it where you're trying to go. So some stuff there for sure. Anyways, an armed pilot that attempted the robbery of an airplane by an unnamed juvenile at a small airport in Texarkana, Arkansas. Yeah, that's the line between Texas and Arkansas, referred to as Texarkana. Early Tuesday morning, local media reports the suspect carried an assault rifle into the facility and demanded an airplane. In an odd twist, he quickly left the premises, but a pilot on the ground who saw the scene unfold went into his truck, got a gun, and ordered the kid to the ground, who complied enthusiastically. Police arrived and took him into custody. He's been charged with multiple counts of including making terroristic threats. No word yet on the suspect's motive. This is according to CBS 19 on the things that are going on. I mean, what did you think was going to happen? Like, you walked up there and said, hey, I need a plane? I mean, is that how that worked? It's kind of a weird thing to, you know, just come in somewhere and think that you're just going to get it. Like, weird times, man. So I was going to try to show you the clip out of this, but the website on where this is being shown, oh my Lord, I don't think I've ever seen anything with more ads in my whole life on there at one time. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some eggflation. No, seriously, eggflation. There was this thing that I remember when both candidates were running, Kamala and Trump. They both said that they were going to make sure that eggs went down in price. Well, let's talk about this. Eggflation. Waffle House has begun charging a 50-cent per egg surcharge as the bird flu makes poultry products ever more expensive. A rep for the chain, which has more than 2,000 locations nationwide, said the price increase is temporary and targeted to offset the unprecedented rise of the price of eggs. Speaking of eggs, over 100,000 eggs were stolen from the back of a distribution trailer parked in Pete and Gary's Organic LLC in Greencastle, Pennsylvania over the weekend. According to what they were saying, it was worth about $40,000. Worth of food, or eggs in this case. The theft comes at a price as eggs are on the rise, up about 50% per dozen from last year. Economists and market analysts blame the bird flu for driving up the cost. of that. So there you go. This is according to Local 21. Now, Local 21, I guess they're based out of wherever the hell I was just talking about. So yeah, stealing eggs. What kind of a world have we gotten to that this is where we're at, where it was like, hey, let's steal some eggs because I think it's going to be a good time. So I don't know. Let's hold off for a second here because I'm kind of intriguey about some of this stuff. So let's play a little bit of this game as we are talking because, man, you know, if anytime you can get an egg story inside of a news channel, we want to do that, no doubt here. So let's take a listen to what we have in store here. So let's go.
Last few weeks, thanks to an outbreak of bird flu, and this isn't going to make things any better. Police say egg distribution center in Franklin County just had more than 100,000 eggs stolen.
Wow. So CBS 21's Andrew Klein outside that center now talking to people who say it's concerning, but it's also confusing.
Hold on. What are they confused about? Let's hear some more.
Well, guys, it was just a few nights ago that Pennsylvania State Police was called to this distribution center right here in Greencastle. They say the thieves stole tens of thousands of dollars worth of eggs.
That's pretty shocking to hear that someone could come and take 100,000 eggs.
Can't imagine they could use that many eggs, so...
On Saturday night, Pennsylvania State Police got a call about an egg heist at Pete and Jerry's Organics.
This almost sounds like a fake story. You know that, right? I mean, like, really 100,000 eggs, but let's continue.
It makes me feel like I need to protect my family more, you know? There's a lot of crazy things going on in the world these days, and just pray to God that everything turns out better for the world.
Police say thieves stole around 100,000 eggs, valued at around $40,000.
Like, we have a whole bunch of warehouses around here, so there's definitely like a large quantity of product that could be stolen if there are people out there looking for stuff like that.
Pete and Jerry's put out a statement this afternoon saying they're working with police to try to figure out who did this.
I'm very surprised that that would happen in Greencastle. I actually work only about a couple hundred yards from there, so that's kind of interesting to me.
There's just a bunch of stuff going on. And like,
so is he surprised that it happened because he works so close to the place? Because I'm slightly confused. Let's continue.
With all the tariffs happening, there's going to be impacts on prices and everything. So it's not good news if you're hearing that 100,000 eggs get stolen.
The investigation is still ongoing, so if you have any more information, you should reach out to Pennsylvania State Police in Chambersburg. In Greencastle, Andrew Klein, CBS 21 News.
Okay, so thanks for that one. So that's an interesting tidbit of information. Some stolen eggs making the news, making the news rounds on Local 21. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about some other things that are going on because that is what we do around here. Let's talk about the swamp. So let's go. President Trump will attend the Super Bowl on Sunday in the New Orleans, making him the first sitting president to attend the big game. Trump met with Prime Minister from Israel Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Tuesday, making the first reception for a foreign head of state in the second Trump administration. Trump floated a proposal bound to send shockwaves through the foreign policy apparatus that Gaza Strip should be given to the United States and its former residents rehomed elsewhere in the Middle East away from the violence and terror. President of El Salvador has offered to imprison deported illegal immigrants from the United States in exchange for a fee. The government will also accept deportees regardless of the nationality or criminal history. The development comes as Wall Street Journal reports that the first deportees have been transported to the military facilities in Guantanamo Bay. Trump said others unidentified countries have also agreed to take criminal deportees. Also, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, says that Elon Musk is one of the most unintelligent billionaires I've ever seen or met or witnessed. Okay. Former President Joe Biden has signed a representation agreement with Creative Arts Agency, CAA, who also repped him between his vice presidency and his presidency. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there as we are talking. Let's talk real quick about the numbers. The Dow increased by 134 points to close at 44,556 on Tuesday. The S&P increased by 43 points to close at 6,037. And the NASDAQ increased by 262 points to close at 19,654. West Texas Intermediate closed at $72 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $76 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.10 on Tuesday, and Bitcoin dipped back under $100,000 on Tuesday, trading just around $98,000 for the evening. So there you go. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $113 million jackpot or a $51.2 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there is an opportunity to do so. Also, take a listen to this. Coming out of Orlando, Marcus Jordan was arrested early Tuesday for DUI, cocaine possession, and resisting arrest here in Orlando. The arrest came after he got into his Lamborghini SUV and got stuck on some railroad tracks at night at a local gentleman's club. The arresting officer says that Jordan was combative and that he tried to put him in the squad car. And once they did, he sang the entire way to jail. The 34-year-old was released on bond the same morning. So there you go. Marcus Jordan enjoying some time here, I guess, in Orlando. You know, whatever you can bring out there is what you're going to do. I don't know. Why would you be singing? I don't know. I'm just saying. So let's continue talking about some other stuff that is going on inside of the world. Taylor Swift's management team took a swipe at the Grammys in a message to her fans. We'd like to thank the entire department for tuning in tonight to support Taylor and the incredible artists at the Grammys. No explicitive body loved the TSTTPD. That's the Taylor Swift's the Tortured Poet Department, more than you. And we couldn't be prouder of what the album has accomplished until our next board meeting, they wrote. Since then, deleted tweet from X. Swift was up for 6 awards on Sunday night, but came away with 0 of them. This is according to Newsbreak. So there you go. Let's give you one more. Billionaire energy mogul Bill Koch is looking to offload his 52-acre Aspen estate for $125 million. After purchasing the property back in 2007, $26.5 million, Koch transformed the former event venue into a private retreat with more than 16,631 square foot main lodge and several guest cabins. Koch previously tried to sell the place in 2015 for $100 million, later dropped that to $80 million. So we'll see what takes place from there. No doubt about that. Anyways, currently 32 minutes past the top of the hour. And how do we get into this? Well, we get into our main story. Seriously, like, we should get into a main story, don't you think? Feels like we're there, but I'm not there because, you know, audio sucks sometimes as we're doing it.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's start talking about the things that are going on inside of the world. Listen, yesterday we started talking about some of the things that are going on with the HR 86. And listen, some people liked it, some people didn't, some people loved it, some people hated it. But somebody sent me something yesterday that I was like, it's intriguing the point of view that people have about this, about what is going on with HR 86. And just in case you're not familiar with what HR 86 is, it is something that is attempting to be passed to essentially to abolish OSHA. And we talked about that yesterday. So a lawmaker has introduced a bill to abolish OSHA and fight the bloated federal government in regards to what's going on. Now, I had somebody send this over yesterday, and I thought it was very interesting to read. And it goes like this. And this is what they had to say. They said, every safety regulation is written in blood. This is not hyperbole. OSHA is a well-known example of this, which each regulation is being made because of some death or grievous injury. This is what happens when people without any concept of reality are setting policies without input from those that actually live that reality. This is why science-based policy is so important. Now, listen. This right here could potentially be a really good example of something. This right here could be a really good example of what we talk about when it's related to black line and blue line. And black line, we have always talked about how it's normally a straight line. Somebody has written out a policy. Someone has written out what they think idealistically on how something is going to work. Straight line, black line, how you want to look at it. And then this is how the work is imagined. And then the work is performed in the blue line where we see it kind of go up and down, ebbs and flows and so on. And I will tell you that as this discussion is becoming a big thing out there about us talking about this, about the potential abolishing of OSHA, we have to look at this and go, does this make sense? Because if you have somebody who's sitting back and saying, let's get rid of this because it makes no sense, and they have never, and I mean never, had to investigate a serious injury or investigate a fatality or take a look at some severe action occurring inside of a workplace, this could potentially be an issue. And that's the stuff to think about here. Because there's so many things that happen when we're looking at this. Because look, if you've never done something, you have an imagination or an idea on how it should work, but it does not necessarily mean that you know how it will work. See the difference there? And this is something that we run into not sometimes, but a lot of times with people that are making policies even inside of our workplace. So that's something that we have to give some consideration to. So as you look at this, and we talk black line, blue line here, I know that we have sat here on this show and several times had the discussion that minimum standards is normally what we talk about when OSHA sets up. Can you imagine what the hell this is going to look like if OSHA is abolished? I am just saying here, want you to give some consideration to that. I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's bad. I have an opinion, but I'm also not a fortune teller. So I can't tell you this is what's going to happen if you remove it. And I can't tell you this is what's going to happen if you keep it. But there's a lot of stuff to think about. And what that person sent in regards to how some of these things are set up, it really gives you something to think about that's out of the ordinary. Some people wouldn't even give this any consideration. But think about this. Something major normally has to occur for something to change inside of a policy. So, what's your opinion about this? And if you want OSHA to stay around, what are you going to do to make it happen? And if you don't, what are you going to do to make that happen? Those are some good questions for you.
Oops. What did she just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked. This is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio. It.
Okay, do I need to pull you aside? Sit you in the corner, tell you to play nice, cause you're making a mess over there acting like a child. I knew something was off, but this is getting wild. This is getting wild. Yeah, you've got nerve. Far from
Okay, here we go. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. As you and I are hanging out, doing our thing on this lovely Wednesday. Not a hundy, but always a good time. Not sure what is going on inside of our world of the multiverse, but always some fun as we're hanging out. Anyway, this is Flower. Song's called Got Nerve. Readily available on Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Spotify. Might want to give it a little streamer-eamer action. You know, because why wouldn't you? So there you go. Always a good time. As we are hanging out. So let's get into the move and the groove of everything that's going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because we need to do that. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. Seriously, healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. Just to find out more information, TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. A lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of things to make sure that you're taking a look at. Sometimes people go, well, that's not going to be pertinent information to me. I look at it from this standpoint. Might not be important right now to you, could be important for someone else, or it could be something that you might need later down the road. Things to think about as we are talking about this, no doubt about that. Anyways, TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is what we do. If we start talking about shooting the bull, let's start talking about this because we're getting relatively close. But Valentine's Day is February the 14th this year, just in case you didn't know. That was just over a week away, and I just wanted to put that out there for you. But you already knew that, because according to a new poll, men are actually bigger romance fans than women. The survey of 2,000 American romance readers revealed that 63% of men consider themselves diehard romance enthusiasts. Compared to 60% of women, men spend more time reading romance, too. The Talker research study found that men spend 364 hours immersed in the genre per year, while women spend about 312 hours. And just so you know, 17% of married romance readers typically picture their spouse when imagining the love interest in a novel. 21% of respondents admitted that having envisioned their celebrity crush, that's 7%, said they usually imagine their ex. What a coincidence. I usually envision their spouse, too. Okay, just a joke as I say that. Anyways, I got news for you guys. A story about a race car driver or an astronaut who happens to have a love interest doesn't count as a romance novel. But some people will probably argue that fact as we are talking. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. New to you and possibly me as well. Subway is now selling a foot-long Oreo cookie. Last year, the Sub Sandwich Shop launched its sidekick menus featuring foot-long snacks. The first three were a foot-long cookie, a foot-long churro, developed by Cinnabon, by the way, and a foot-long pretzel, and now the foot-long Oreo. According to Subway, the 12-inch features chocolate cookie dough with Oreo cookie pieces and topped with vanilla cream and pieces of Oreo cookies and served warm. On January the 31st, the company wrote on Instagram, "Our new foot-long is almost as long as this month. For God's sakes, I hope they still sell milk." So, I mean, I'm just saying, some things to think about. Also, just in time for Valentine's Day, the perfect gift for Lego lovers is now available. Amazon is selling the Lego Icons bouquet of roses. The set includes 822 pieces and lets them assemble an impressive looking bouquet of roses. Builders can choose from three different stages of the flowering to the mix of the process. Four roses of full bloom, three blossoms, and four buds. How about $60? How much? $60. Hey, if I can get roses and not have to worry about keeping them alive, I'll give them to anyone if you're interested, so just in case. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by JJ. Ahmed Ben Shaiban said, "Train your mind harder than your body. Never accept someone as a temptation. Visualize what you want all the time. Learn the meaning of overload. Become obsessed and never become satisfied." What a great quote. Ahmed is also known as Aquaman because he owns the world's largest water park. He learned all of these lessons the hard way. He went bankrupt twice and he was sued 24 times. He was also told no over 600 times in his first year. Have you been too quick to give up? Oh, I've been there on some things, but I'm also super stubborn on other things.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Have you noticed that we are often our own worst enemy? The old man is a killer. He is selfish, blindly ambitious, critical, and cruel. He destroys relationships, breaks up marriages, and wrecks home. Our best intentions are undermined by our pride, by our gluttonous need for recognition, and by our insatiable ambition. Left to our own devices, we inevitably self-destruct. No wonder Paul writes, "For to be carnally minded is death." Almighty God, break our stubborn self-will. Be ruthless in your love as you deal with our carnal selves. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
In a significant development, two senior security officials at the U.S. Agency for International Development have been placed on administrative leave. John Voorhees and his deputy, Brian McGill, reportedly resisted efforts by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency to access classified materials without proper security clearances, Kyle Norris reports.
The USAID website has since been taken offline, and the agency is grappling with significant staff reductions due to recent budget cuts and hiring freezes. USAID plays a crucial role in administering billions of dollars in humanitarian aid worldwide.
In Russia's Kursk region, a deadly attack on a boarding school has led to mutual accusations between Russia and Ukraine. The incident resulted in the deaths of four individuals, with four others sustaining serious injuries.
Concurrently, a Russian missile strike on an apartment building in Poltava, Ukraine, caused 14 fatalities and injured 17 others, Benjamin Wright reporting.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump to discuss the recent ceasefire with Hamas, strategies to counter Iran, and the expansion of diplomatic relations with Arab nations. Joseph Eckerson has the latest.
Netanyahu faces domestic pressure to resume military operations, but advocates for a decisive victory over Hamas and the return of hostages. The war has led to significant casualties and extensive destruction in Gaza.
This is the latest news headlines.
In Arlington, Virginia, authorities have recovered the remains of 55 out of 67 victims from a mid-air collision between an American Airlines jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter near Washington, D.C. The tragic accident resulted in the deaths of all individuals aboard both aircraft. Lawrence Keller reports.
Federal investigators are examining conflicting altitude readings from both aircraft to determine the cause of the collision. Families of the victims have visited the crash site to honor their loved ones, while Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has raised concerns about potential air traffic control issues. This incident is noted as the deadliest U.S. air disaster since 2001.
President Donald Trump has acknowledged that Americans may experience economic discomfort due to newly imposed tariffs on imports from China, Canada, and Mexico. The tariffs include a 25% levy on Canadian goods and a 10% tax on oil, natural gas, and electricity.
Economists warn that these measures could lead to higher consumer prices and increased inflation, potentially costing American households between $1,000 to $1,200 annually. Despite these concerns, President Trump remains committed to his strategy, emphasizing national interests and economic protectionism. Kevin Sanders reporting.
In Greece, authorities have heightened monitoring of the Santorini volcano following increased seismic activity. The island, renowned for its tourism, has experienced a series of minor tremors, prompting concerns about potential volcanic unrest, Jim Kender reports.
Local officials have advised residents and tourists to remain vigilant and follow any safety instructions issued by authorities. While no evacuations have been ordered, contingency plans are being reviewed to ensure preparedness in case of an eruption.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Okay, so there you go. Let's start talking right away about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1997, O.J. Simpson is found liable in the deaths of Ron Goldman and Nicole Simpson in a civil court action. The jury deliberated for 5 days, 4 days and 19 hours longer than the jury in the criminal case. Simpson was ordered to pay $33.5 million to the families of the two victims. That happened back on this date in 1997. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Jeremy Sumter, 36, Henry Golden, 38, Darren Criss, 38, Kevin Gates, 39, Cristiano Ronaldo turns 40, Amasa Newman turns 51, Queen Mary of Denmark, 53, Sarah Evans, 54, Bobby Brown turns 56, Michael Sheen turns 56 as well, Duff McKagan turns 61, Tim Meadows, 64, Roseanne Caton turns 71, David Denny turns 77, and Nolan Bushnell turns 82. He's the electrical engineer who founded Atari, just in case if you're not familiar with the name. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's World Nutella Day, National Weather Person Day, National Chocolate Fondue Day, and National Signing Day. I don't know what the hell you're signing, but you're signing something is what it sounds like. So there you go. What else do we have going on? There you go. Let's give you a rando joke real quick. Judging by my day so far, apparently rock bottom has a basement. So there you go. What else do we have? If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the most ridiculous movie trope? According to Collider, the worst include bad guys attacking one by one, slasher villains that never die, and characters hanging up the phone without saying goodbye. So there you go. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A survey found that 4% of couples sleep this way. What is it? Facing each other. Really? Facing each other? That's different, to say the least. I mean, I would imagine it's different. I don't know. So there you go. That's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday, because that is what we get to do around here. No doubt about that. So thank you. That's going to sum up our time. Top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me. If not, you can hang out here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Hate injures the haters more than the hated. Hate injures the hater more than the hated. Keep that in mind. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.